Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Akash, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to Greenleaf Envirotech Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Kalpesh Gotti, Chairman and MD of Greenleaf Envirotech Limited, and Mr. Harish Bhutra, CFO of Greenleaf Envirotech Limited. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Kalpesh Gopti. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Akash. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. As this is our first earnings call after listing, I would like to begin with a simple observation. For the last 15 years, Greenleaf has focused on one thing, execution. We started by helping industries meet environmental compliance requirements. Over time, we expanded into laboratory services, environmental consulting, wastewater treatment projects, and operation supports. Across each stage of this journey, our focus remains the same, delivering outcomes rather than making promises. The results of FY26 reflects that philosophy. Our revenue grew by 56% during the year, while profitability improved at a similar pace. More importantly, this growth was driven by our core business. Nearly 90% of our revenue continues to come from project execution activities, particularly wastewater treatment and environmental infrastructure projects. For us, this is an important validation. It tells us that demand for environmental infrastructure remains strong. It tells us that our execution capability continues to improve. And most importantly, it tells us that customers continue to place confidence in Greenleaf's ability to deliver complex projects successfully. However, when we look at FY26, we do not see it only as a year of strong financial performance. We see it as a year of transition. Not a transition away from our core business, but a transition in the quality of the business we are building. What is particularly interesting today is that the environmental sector itself is changing. A decade ago, environmental spending was largely viewed as a compliance requirement. Today, industries are increasingly focused on water security, water reuse, resource efficiency, sustainability commitments, and long-term environmental risk management. As a result, the opportunity is no longer limited to building treatment infrastructure. The opportunity is expanding across the entire life cycle of environmental assets. This shift is important because it aligns closely with the capabilities Greenleaf has been building over the years. Our laboratory business allows us to engage with customers before a project begins. Our consulting and compliance services help them navigate regulatory requirements. Our engineering and EPC capabilities help create the infrastructure. Our O&M services allows us to remain involved long after project commissioning. When viewed individually, these may appear to be separate business activities. Internally, we see them as different stages of the same value chain. The objective is not to participate in single project. The objective is to build long-term customer relationships across multiple stages of environmental journey. This approach has helped us build enduring relationships with organizations such as Glasser & Tubro, Reliance Industries, Tata Motors, and Maruti Suzuki. These relationships were not built through one successful project. They were built through consistency, technical competence, responsiveness, and trust earned over many years. One of the biggest lessons we learn is that execution creates opportunity. Today, Greenleaf Envirotech serves customers across 10 states of India, including Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Karnataka, Assam, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, and Himachal Pradesh. We are proud to be contributing to India's environmental infrastructure development journey through projects that directly improve water quality, public health, industrial sustainability, and environmental compliance. Over the years, we built strong expertise in executing wastewater treatment projects across India. One of our most significant achievements has been the successful execution of a 32 MLD sewage treatment plant for Latur Municipal Corporation, Maharashtra. With a project value of approximately 35 crore, this project represents a major milestone in Greenleaf's journey and demonstrate our capability to execute large-scale municipal wastewater infrastructure projects. Another landmark achievement is the execution of 5 MLD and 1.7 MLD sewage treatment plant at Shirohi, Rajasthan for Larsen & Toubro. With a project value of approximately 20 crore, this project further strengthens our reputation as a reliable execution partner for some of India's most respected infrastructure companies. Many companies can bid for projects, fewer companies consistently execute them, and even fewer are able to convert execution credibility into long-term customer relationships. We are proud to share that we have been serving Larsen & Toubro's Hazira operations for nearly 15 years, which reflects the trust we built through consistent execution and quality delivery. We believe this remains one of Greenleaf's key strengths. The environmental infrastructure and sustainability sector itself is entering a very exciting phase of growth. Looking ahead, we remain highly optimistic about the opportunities emerging from government initiatives such as Amrut Mission, Namami Gange, Jal Jeevan Mission, Swachh Bharat Mission, River Rejuvenation Program, industrial wastewater reuse initiatives, and increasing ESG compliance requirements. These initiatives are creating significant demand for environmental infrastructure and sustainability solutions across India. At the same time, we are consciously building the next layer of the growth for the company. Historically, our business has been largely project-driven. While this model has served us well, we also recognize the importance of improving revenue visibility and creating more durable earning stream over time. This thinking is reflected in our CETP initiative at Sion Surat through Greenleaf EcoInfra. For many years, we have designed and built treatment infrastructure for our customers. Through CETP, we are taking our first step towards participating in the ownership and operation of environmental infrastructure. For us, this is not merely another project. It presenting an opportunity to understand how infrastructure ownership, recurring service revenues, plant operations, and long-term customer participation can complement our existing EPC business. We believe this can gradually improve revenue visibility, strengthen customer engagement, and enhance the overall quality of the business over time. Alongside this, we continue to invest in technology initiatives such as GAC XDR Tech, which is currently under the patent process. Our objective is not technology for its own sake. Our objective is to improve treatment efficiency, strengthen competitiveness, and deliver better outcome for our customers. Looking ahead, our priorities remain clear. First, we will continue strengthening our wastewater treatment and environmental infrastructure business, which remains the foundation of Greenleaf. Second, we will continue investing in execution capability, engineering talent, and operational excellence. Third, we will expand our laboratory, compliance, and O&M capabilities, enabling deeper engagement with existing customers. Fourth, we will continue progressing strategic initiatives such as CETP and technology development that can contribute to the long-term value creation. Fifth, we are expanding into resource recovery and circular economy business, including spent acid recycling and activated carbon regeneration to create new high-margin revenue opportunities. Sixth, we are building a comprehensive ESG and sustainability services platform offering carbon footprint assessment, DRSR reporting, EcoVadis support, life cycle assessment, and sustainability consulting to industries across India. When we think about the future of Greenleaf, we do not see a company moving away from EPC. We see a company using its EPC strength to build a broader environmental infrastructure platform. This distinction is important. We believe Greenleaf is uniquely positioned at the intersection of environmental infrastructure, industrial sustainability, ESG transformation, and waste-to-value opportunities. What differentiates us is our combination of execution capability, trusted client relationship, technology-focused approach, sustainability-driven mindset, and long-term industry understanding. I will now take you through the financial and operational performance of Greenleaf Envirotech Limited for FY26. I am pleased to share that FY26 has been a strong year for the company, marked by the robust revenue growth, improved profitability, stronger operational execution, and continued business momentum across key verticals. For FY26, the company reported revenue from operations of 60.61 crores as compared to 38.85 crores in FY25, representing a year-on-year growth of approximately 56%. This growth was driven by strong execution across environmental engineering projects, industrial environmental services, wastewater treatment activities, and increasing contribution from sustainability-focused solutions. EBITDA for FY26 stood at 10.52 crores compared to 6.69 crores in FY25, reflecting a growth of approximately 57.2% year-on-year. Importantly, the company maintained healthy operational profitability despite continuous investment in capacity building, execution strengthening, and infrastructure development. Profit after tax for FY26 increased to 7.23 crores as compared to 4.59 crores in FY25, registering a growth of approximately 57.5%. This performance demonstrates the scalability of our business model, improving operating leverages, disciplined project execution, and focus on profitable growth. Our EBITDA margin remained healthy during the year, supported by operational efficiency, improvements, project execution management, cost optimization initiatives, and disciplined financial controls. We are pleased to share that our current order book stands at approximately 95 crores, providing strong revenue visibility for the coming years and reinforcing the sustainability of our growth trajectory. A significant recent achievement has been the award of a 25.5 crore project for the construction of 25 MLD sewage treatment plant at Sasaram, Bihar. This project further strengthens our presence in the municipal wastewater treatment sector. As highlighted earlier, the CETP infrastructure initiatives to Greenleaf Eco Infra Private Limited remains a strategically important project for the company. We believe this platform can contribute meaningfully towards future recurring revenue generation and strengthen our infrastructure-led growth strategy. From a balance sheet perspective, we continue to maintain financial discipline and a prudent approach towards capital allocation. The company remains focused on improving working capital efficiency, optimizing project cash flows, and maintaining a healthy financial structure while supporting future growth requirements. Overall, we remain optimistic about the business outlook given the strong industry tailwinds, healthy opportunity pipeline, increasing environmental compliance requirements. As I conclude my speech, I would like to reiterate that Greenleaf Envirotech stands at an exciting inflection point in its growth journey. India's focus on water security, wastewater treatment, environmental compliance, sustainability, and a circular economy initiatives is creating a significant long-term opportunity for companies like Greenleaf. We are well positioned to capitalize on these opportunities through our integrated business model, experienced team, in-house engineering capability, and commitment to innovation. I would like to express my sincere gratitude to our employees for their dedication and hard work, our customers for their continued trust, our business partners for their support, and our shareholders and investors for believing in our long-term vision. Your confidence motivates us to continue building a stronger, more sustainable, and future-ready Greenleaf Envirotech. Thank you once again for joining us today. We will now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from the line of Mr. Kush Shah from Vivo Commercial. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. What's your current order book and execution timeline?
Yeah. Thank you, Kush, for this question. Current order book is 95 crore rupees, and out of that, 80 crore rupees will be executing in this financial year, 26 and 27. And remaining around 15 crore will be spill over to the next financial year.
And what will be the percentage of government orders, government project versus the private sector project?
Right now, a major projects are from the government only, but we are also executing the project for EPC contractors. Ultimate customers are the government only, but we get the work order from EPC company.
So if you provide the bifurcation percentage-wise in terms of?
Right now, we are around 95% of the projects are from the government only. But also, we are executing projects from corporates. Like right now, we are executing projects from Adani for a Mundra location. Project value is around 1.5 crores. And also, we have executed one of the projects for McCain Foods, around 2 crore value projects. So we have around 90% projects from the government and remaining from the private.
And what will be the percentage of repeated clients in this order book?
Mostly, we have a client of more than 50% in all the services related, all the services like laboratory and consulting. And for a project, generally, for a particularly a EPC company, more than 50% of the clients are repeated. And for a government, it is a one time only because they are not going to execute the project repeatedly.
So currently, the 50% of the order book is come from.
Yeah, average you can say 50% of the customers are repeated clients, and for O&M also O&M services customers will continuously renew their work orders, and we are providing the services. Like as I shared in my speech, we are working with L&T Hajira since last 15 years. Like that, we have many customers like Tata Motors, Maruti Suzuki. We were working since last 5 to 7 years. And for an EPC company, if you say, like Sarthi Construction, West Construction, Jevarudi Infracon, these all are repeated clients.
Got it. And my last question would be, what would be the expected EBITDA margin for the new orders?
From the new orders, generally we build the project at a 15 to 20% gross margin. And we are not taking any project below 15% gross margin. And so always we will maintain around 15 to 20% EBITDA in between for all the projects. For existing on the for the new project also.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you for this from my side.
Thank you, Kushan.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Harshit Kauntia, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Good morning, sir. So my question was, debtors outstanding stand at 38 crore. What is the reason behind this?
So debtors outstanding is 38 crore in last financial year. Main reason is, हमने जो last 3 महीने में, Jan, February और March में, जो revenue हमारा book हुआ है, वो 25 crore का है. So most of the debtors outstanding is from this revenue. And also in the March month, we have booked a revenue of 14 crore. So this 38 crore revenue, हमें अभी book से दिख रहा है. Also, I want to add one more thing. We already received around 15 crore fund in just April and May month from this debtors outstanding.
Okay.
So is it okay?
Yeah. Another question is, what are management's strategic priorities over the next 2-3 years?
Okay. So, looking to the great opportunity in wastewater treatment infra projects, अभी हम mainly wastewater treatment project पे ही focus कर रहे हैं from a government, and also we are looking to acquire a project value more than 50 crore value from the government.
Okay.
So, एक तो ये हमारा focus रहेगा कि हम 50 करोड़ से ज्यादा value के order acquire करें in coming futures. Second, also we are focusing on private industries because private industries has a small order size, but still we are focusing on a private industry to get the order value, जिसकी order value more than 5 करोड़ होगी, वो हम acquire करेंगे.
ओके सर.
इसके अलावा जैसे हम हमारे ओन एनवायरमेंटल इंफ्रा बिल्ड कर रहे हैं, जैसे मैंने एग्जांपल दिया जो सीटीपी प्रोजेक्ट हम कंस्ट्रक्ट कर रहे हैं, तो वैसे ही और हम सीटीपी प्रोजेक्ट हम बिल्ड करेंगे, वैसे एनवायरमेंटल इंफ्रा और बिल्ड करेंगे इन कमिंग फ्यूचर्स.
ओके सर, थैंक यू सो मच.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू सो मच सर. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Kalpesh Yadav from Blue Chariot Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir, for giving me opportunity. Sir, company has mentioned about patent and technology development. Can you please explain this further?
Okay. So we are right now, we have developed an SBR technology. It's a GAC SBR tech. यह टेक्नोलॉजी जो है वो वेस्ट वाटर ट्रीटमेंट के लिए यूज होगा. तो जनरली हाउ इट इज डिफरेंट, बिकॉज ऑफ जीएसी एसबीआई टैंक जो वेस्ट वाटर ट्रीटमेंट की एफिशिएंसी है वो इम्प्रूव होगी और जो एनर्जी कंजम्पशन है वो रिड्यूस होगा. और राइट नाउ एसबीआई टेक्नोलॉजी में ऑल द मेजोरिटी ऑफ द कंपनीज आर फ्रॉम आउट ऑफ इंडिया एंड वी आर जस्ट गोइंग टू फाइल अ पेटेंट एप्लीकेशन. We have received a search report and it is already positive from our side, and we will file a patent application, and after getting this patent, this will help us to improve our technical edge in the market, and also same technology we can give it to other, we can sell it to other EPC players, so it will increase our revenue as well as profitability.
Okay, okay. And sir, one more question about your company has any data regarding expected data regarding from this income related data from this patent and technology development future expectation matlab kya hai matlab revenue kitni rahegi aisa koi expected data.
Right now as a EPC company we are also taking this SBI technology from other players, other technology providers. And the overall portion of that particular SBI technology in our revenue is around 20%. So we have to take that technology from other technology providers. So accordingly, first we will improve that our own profitability by our own technology. And another, you can say, I can capture more market from the EPC contractors.
Okay. Okay.
So
thank you, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have the next question from Maitri Shah from Safia Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, hello. Just one clarification on the order book. So if you could repeat, what sort of timeline do we have on the execution here?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question?
Yeah, execution timeline of the order book, if you could repeat that.
Okay, okay. So right now we have an order book of 95 crore and as I have already replied, the average project size, project timeline is 18 to 24 months. But this out of this 95 crore, we are going to execute 80 crore in this financial year and 15 crore will be executed in the next financial year.
Got that. Also, go right now, any sort of bid pipeline do we have for orders we have bidded for but not yet awarded?
Okay. Currently, we have already bidded 200 crore projects. And also, we have submitted some quotations. It includes some quotations we have submitted to EPC companies. So, right now, we have a pipeline of 200 crores. And also, in coming months, every month we are going, we have a plan to bid around 50 crore work every month. And till the end of this financial year, we are going to bid around 400 crore more orders. And if you see, average conversion rate is around 20%. So, this will be our new order book during this year.
Also, you mentioned that we'll be participating in a type of project where we'll be owning the environmental infrastructure. If you could kind of give me a more view on what type of infrastructure this is this in the wastewater, and any projects we've currently bidded for that, and are we going to bid for like in a JV, or are we qualified to bid for that individually? Yeah.
Okay, so are you talking about our own infrastructure project?
Yeah, so I think you mentioned that we'll be bidding for projects that we are also going to own the environmental infrastructure
for the recurring revenue. Okay, got it. So in this own infrastructure project, there is no need for any JV. Just we have to identify some of the opportunities in a industrial belt or industrial cluster where there is an opportunity for wastewater treatment infrastructure. Like, jaise abhi the humne textile industry in Sion Surat, yahan pe jo textile industry hai, wahan pe jo wastewater generate hota tha, wo properly treat nahi ho raha tha, aur industry directly discharging it into the nearby lakes or rivers without treatments. So, government ne usko stringent kiya, aur bahut sari industry ko close kar diya. So because of that, there is an opportunity for a common environmental infrastructure. So wo opportunity ko humne grab kiya aur wahan pe CETP construct karna chalu kiya. So aise hi other bhi bahut sare industrial areas hai in Gujarat as well as out of Gujarat. So hum abhi look out kar rahe hai aur uske upar feasibility study bhi kar rahe hai. Jaise ek do project aur hai Surat ke other industrial area mein, jahan pe hum aage jaake naye CETP projects construct karenge in our ownership.
So, revenue recognition kaise hoga? Like, how much portion APC will recognize immediately after the construction, and then what part will be recurring revenue? Any sort of color on that?
Okay. So, this 10 MLA CETP project cost is 35 crore. And we have already completed around 70% of the civil work. And our this project will be commissioned by March 27. So after March 27, we will get the revenue from this project. Also, before that, we are getting a membership deposits from our industry members. Around, you can say, out of that total 35 crore, we are going to get around 10 crore rupees membership from our current order booking. Already 60 industry members joined with us, and so around 2,500 textile machines will be booked from our 4,000 textile machines. Total capacity in the phase one of CETP is 4,000 machines, and we have already booked 2,500 machines.
Got it.
And in terms of revenue after commission, in the phase one, we are going to get around 80 lakhs rupees per month revenue, recurring revenue. After commissions.
Okay. Jaise hum zyada, I think facility book karenge, the revenue will keep on increasing.
Yes. We are in planning to.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. We are planning to develop at least 4 to 5 infrastructure in next 3 to 4 years.
Awesome. And kitna lambe hote hai contracts? For how long are they booking the capacity for?
Right now in the phase one, we have developed a capacity of 4,000 textile machine. But in the phase two, we can increase up to 8,000. And so maybe around, you can say, This project will continue to serve for around 25 to 30 years to the textile industry in that particular region.
So this 10 MLD project is this 10 MLD project is for 4,000 textile machines, and you have the capacity to build another 10 MLD project for 4,000 more. Yeah, got it. And these contracts are for 25 to 30 years. And per month you can get close to 80 lakh revenue for just the first half, and then it can increase once you increase the number of
machines. Yeah, again, if we expand our capacity, it will almost double. And in future, we can increase the prices of our maintenance charge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's the inflation cost per year, there's an inflation amount as well that you're increasing the cost.
Yes, that monthly charges are only committed for first 2 years, and then after we can increase it based on the inflation and our cost.
Got it. And on the margins of these projects, so are these how creative are they on the margin side rather than just a plain EPC project?
First, our focus is getting the margin and also parallelly maintaining the top line revenue. So abhi hum jo bhi project bid karte hai na, usko as gross margin below 15% we are not bidding. So always we look for a project where we get at least 15%, and average we are bidding at a 20% gross margin to maintain our overall profitability.
But these CETP projects, iske margins compared to the EPC kitne ho gaye?
Sorry to interrupt, Maitri ma'am. I would request you to join the queue for more questions.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. The next, we have a follow-up question from Mr. Harshit Kauntia, an Indigenous minister. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. My follow-up question was, are you seeing any increased competition in the bidding intensity?
No, actually. I don't feel there is any increase in competition. Because on the positive side, particularly in our sector, just in this financial year, Ministry of Jal Shakti has allotted around 94,000 crore for the development of water and wastewater related infra. So this gives huge opportunity for all the EPC players, you can say. So I don't see any increase in the competition. Also, I want to add two, three more points. In day-to-day life, and in the everywhere, you can see we are facing a challenges like water scarcity. If you see in the like a Bangalore, Mumbai, these cities are already facing a situation of water scarcity. Also, if you see in the Delhi, rivers are polluted, and in many other areas of India, river pollution is also another critical problem. So with water scarcity and river pollution will create another opportunity, and government also focusing and government policies supporting that, we have to rejuvenate these rivers, we have to save waters. So jo water and wastewater infrastructure ka jo business hai, wo continuously in a growth phase mein rahega, aur demand continuously growing rahegi. So I am not seeing any competition right now. Okay. And also, if we are looking to industry, government compliances are stringent ho rahe hai, and government is demanding circular economy and water reuse requirements. So because of that, also there is an opportunity in private industrial sector. Just I want to share one case. Recently, there is a textile industry cluster in Jodhpur. High court ne 300 industry ko closure de diya. Immediately, that 300 industry need to shut down because they are discharging untreated water into the river. So everyone have to adopt this wastewater treatment infrastructure, and this will create opportunity for company like us. So I don't see any increase in competition.
Okay. Okay, sir. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. In the interest of time, that will be the last question for the day. Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Kalpesh Goti for closing comments.
Yeah, okay. So, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining this call. And as we look ahead, we remain extremely optimistic about the future opportunity for Greenleaf Envirotech. Our focus going forward will remain on building a scalable, technology-driven, sustainability-focused organization with strong execution capability and long-term recurring business potentials. We see significant growth opportunity across ESG consulting, environmental infrastructure development, wastewater treatment system, waste management, circular economy solutions, waste-to-wealth initiatives, and industrial sustainability services. At the same time, we will continue strengthening our existing client relationships while expanding into new industrial sectors and geographies. The company will remain focused on innovation, operational excellence, environmental responsibility, and disciplined growth execution. If you have any further query, you may connect to our IR team. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining this call. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. On behalf of Greenleaf Environment Tech Limited, thank you for your participation and for using Dursabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.